keeping young professionals who grow up in the Valley here and attracting newcomers. It's long been a goal for local governments and for businesses seeking new talent. Several years ago, Experience was launched, a regional conference that's focused on that goal. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning to talk about Experience is co-chair Taylor Spellman and Hannah Emerson, marketing and events coordinator for the Botetourt County Chamber of Commerce. And to Taylor and Hannah, nice to have you both in studios. First time in a radio studio for you both?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's nice to have you both here for sure. All right, Taylor, let's start with you now. In a nutshell, what is Experience on May 3rd and 4th this year? What is it all about? Tell us about it.
So Experience is an annual conference that's taken place in Virginia's Blue Ridge since 2014, and it's organized by a group of passionate young professionals who are from this region. And really, we just wanted to bring a conference to the area to other YPs who live, work, and recreate here that gives them professional development at an affordable price point. And we keep kind of that talent retention and succession planning really at the core of what we do at Experience.
With the Experience, do you also try to attract people maybe even from close to the region but not right in the Valley to come in and find out what the Valley is all about?
We do. You know, we certainly want to kind of attract new talent, but really trying to engage the young professionals that are here with our, variety of topics. This year we're theming the conference on the future of talent in this region and really engaging the young professionals in some really great topics, but also asking our business leaders to, lean into this. As the region is really building up a lot of momentum and a lot of opportunities, we want both kind of those young professionals and the business leaders here currently in the region to support that momentum and keep this place thriving.
All right. Now, speaking of momentum, Hannah Emerson with the Botetourt Chamber, County Chamber of Commerce. The conference is on the 4th. On the 3rd is a kickoff at Ballast Point. Talk about that. And this is sort of a relaunch also of the Botetourt YP effort, is it not?
Yes, and we're so thankful that Experience has not only chosen Botetourt for their kickoff location, but has also paired with us at the Botetourt Chamber of Commerce to help relaunch the Young Professionals Group. I think the partnership with the Chamber of Commerce will help with the business connections during the kickoff and create a relationship between the organizations.
You know, Hannah, there's a lot going on in Botetourt. Eldor, Ballast Point, the Community College Service Center, more things moving in. I would imagine this is critical for the chamber and for businesses and the local government in Botetourt that they want to attract and retain those young professionals.
Yes, Botetourt is growing so rapidly, both in industry and in development. The area is transforming into a place that people don't want to leave. And during this transition, it's definitely important that we put a certain amount of focus on retaining the local talent and bringing them back here.
So having everybody out to Ballast Point the night before the conference, I think that's a kind of a winner. It's really sort of a showcase type of place.
Definitely. It's something that's very different than the traditional Botetourt look, and it shows people all that we do have to offer.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Taylor Spellman and Hannah Emerson about the Experience conference. And talk about, you were sort of saying it's sort of a late registration type thing, Taylor. Talk about if you hear this or you want to refer to somebody, if they want to come, how much is it? How do you register?
So the Experience Conference, again, is kind of, it's a two-day thing. We kick off on May 3rd at Ballast Point, and then that conference is the following day on May 4th at Jefferson Center. You can register up until the day of the event at experienceyp.com. It's really affordable. It's affordable for young professionals to get that professional development at $55. Also a really great way for employers to send their staff and their folks at $55. So you can just check out the website. Again, in our fourth year, we're going to have our first ever national speaker, Justin Patton, coming. And so we're really proud of the lineup of our speakers and the opportunity to present that, that content to the attendees. So check out our Facebook page. Our social media is the best place to get those updates, as well as our website, again, experienceyp.com.
Before I throw it back to Joey, just talk about the demographic, Taylor, of who really should come to this thing. Just out of college, working for a while, how old, what's the range? Who do you want to show up to Experience?
So we use the term young professionals, but it's very broad. We certainly want to engage the students who are, graduating college and looking to land a job and kind of build their families and their roots in the community. We want to keep them here, but we also are reaching out to the 25 all the way up to 40-year-olds, and then the business leaders as well. This year's conference is different in that we're engaging generational conversations where the topics and the things we discuss and the succession planning and talent retention is really relevant to those business leaders and young professionals. So we really invite them to both come to this conference.
All right, it's 8:49 at WFIR. We have in studio this morning experience co-chair Taylor Spellman and Hannah Emerson, marketing and events coordinator for the Botetourt County Chamber of Commerce. We are talking about experience. And Taylor, you mentioned it just a few moments ago. This year's keynote speaker, Justin Patton, you describe him as an executive leadership coach. Tell our listeners, Taylor, what's the message you think he will convey to the young professionals who'll be there?
You know, he's a really energetic speaker, and I think he's going to motivate a lot of folks to continue their momentum through their career. He's going to help us kind of figure out those non-traditional paths to the top, the way to present yourself through a variety of different situations through your career. And, you know, most importantly, I think it's just about keeping people energized and motivated about their opportunities. And, you know, Justin has just a really great way about him of engaging, you know, these young professionals. And I think a lot of our professional development at our conference in particular is very energetic and certainly appealing. So, you know, looking forward to that and hearing what, you know, his kind of suggestions and activities are going to be for the conference.
You know, you mentioned non-traditional. I wanted to bring that up. The last few experiences you've had, experience conferences, you know, a lot of young professionals are not going to work for the same company for 40 years anymore and get their gold watch. Does the experience conference, does it take into account the gig economy, you know, when you're talking about opportunities in the Valley, that you may work freelance or you may hop from one thing to another? Does it take sort of that into consideration?
It certainly does. Our program is very diverse, but most importantly, too, being in an environment at a conference like this, one of the benefits is being surrounded by other like-minded professionals. And I think that synergy and those connections that you naturally, organically, and authentically come across is really huge, too. You know, we've had success stories of attendees that came to the Experience Conference last year. The Downshift folks, Steve, who started Downshift, actually decided at our conference that he was going to open up a business here. So because he had those connections and that experience at the conference, that really pushed him to say, you know what, this is the community I want to start a job in. I want to build my roots here. And, you know, it has the power to do that as well.
Of course, that's the Downshift bike shop and cafe on Campbell.
Yeah.
We're talking with Taylor Spellman and Hannah Emerson with the Experience Conference and Experience YP. Let me ask you, Hannah, in Botetourt, is it maybe, you know, a little bit more of a challenge to kind of retain young professionals, more of a rural center, sort of away, a little bit away from the hubbub of Roanoke City? And do places like Daleville Town Center, the new YMCA going up, and you know, they're talking about new apartments at the Gateway Crossing exit, does that sort of help, you know, attract maybe or make more young professionals think about staying in the area?
Definitely. Botetourt has always had more of an agricultural flair, but there's also a lot of recreational options in the area because of the Appalachian Trail, auxiliary trail systems, and the James River. The growth of business and new residential options has helped to attract more attention to the area. And during this growth, it is important to maintain the foundations of beauty and what makes Botetourt such a great place to live. Mm-hmm. 1 minute, you know, you can be getting off the river in Buchanan, and 20 minutes later, you can be at Ballast Point and, again, enjoying a new modern Californian vibe that mm-hmm. you can't find anywhere else.
And we've heard from companies like Ballast Point and Eldor that that's one of the amenities that attracted them to Botetourt, as far as that and wide open spaces and lots of room to grow. I wanted to... that kind of leads to my next question, Taylor. The Experience YP Conference, do you really promote outdoor assets and arts and culture, the beer, you know, brew pubs, that type of thing? Is that part of what the experience is, what Experience YP Conference, when people come, do they get that sort of in the mix?
It is. We realize that that is a huge draw an asset to our community. So it certainly is weaved in every component of our conference. You know, choosing Ballast Point and partnering with, you know, Botetourt County Chamber and the county out there was a really big factor in kind of generating that hype for our kickoff event. And, you know, we have a food truck lunch that's incorporated into our conference. So that's pulling in kind of those fun vibes. But, you know, we do realize that the outdoor amenities are huge, and we try to weave that in, you know, to a lot of the things we do. We're launching a mini series in addition to our conference that's going to be focused on Expand Outside is the name of it. And it's going to be focused on the different outdoor activities and connecting business leaders and young professionals via those outdoor assets, whether it's a bike ride on the Greenway or, you know, having a beer and then getting a shot of ice cream at Blue Cow, you know, whatever it might be. It's entertaining, it's fun, and we certainly try to incorporate that.
I know I did a 10-mile run recently, and as I'm on the Greenway, somebody's walking by with a black raspberry ice cream cone, so I shot the whole thing. I went and had a cone. The Expand Outdoors, mm-hmm. Is that a separate series in the conference, and when will that take place?
It is separate. It's brand new, so stay tuned for details. We'll talk about that more at the conference, so we certainly encourage you to register and come to the conference for more information about that. But it's going to be a mini-series that's kind of plugged into the experience organization itself. And again, we may have 3 or 4 of those a year, and those details will be on our website and our Facebook page.
Just like a minute or so left, I want to ask you real quickly. This is sort of the conference is on the 4th, the kickoff at Ballast Points on the 3rd. And Hannah, this is sort of a relaunch for efforts for the YP experience in Botetourt. Talk about that.
Yes, this is a relaunch of the Young Professionals. It had been something that had kind of died off and not really had anything done with it. And so through the Economic Department, Botetourt County Chamber of Commerce, and Botetourt County as a whole, we're working with the Roanoke Regional Partnership and Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge to kind of revamp this program and bring people back to Botetourt and know that things are changing there.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Taylor, we should say, works also for Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge. Mm-hmm. And got about a minute or so left. We're talking again with Taylor Spellman and Hannah Emerson about the Experience YP Conference. Talk about, have you seen, Hannah, is it for the Experience Conference over the past couple of years, is there buy-in from local governments? Do you get support from local governments? Do they understand what you're doing and what you're trying to do? And do they see it as vital to keeping people in this valley?
You know, it's really great to say, yes, they do. And, you know, that's huge for us as an organization to be able to be a component and a puzzle piece of what they all are individually doing, well, collectively doing. You know, Roanoke County is part of our programming. Botetourt County as a whole, economic and chamber, have shown us the support and really boosted kind of the engagement from their side of the county, which is incredible to see. Certainly Visit Virginia's Blue Ridge has been a longtime supporting sponsor of us and allowing us to put on the programming along with the Roanoke Regional Partnership. So to have their buy-in and their support, you know, I think really shows the connection that the community sees and the power that this conference can bring to the community. So, you know, shout out to all those folks who continue to see the vision, and as well as the Roanoke Regional Chamber, who our organization is underneath.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Taylor Spellman and Hannah Emerson with the Experience YP Conference. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.